91X News.
It's minus 2 and cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon. I'm James Gaughan. Premier Kathleen Wynne is calling high electricity prices in the province, quote, her mistake. In a speech to party faithful in Ottawa, Wynne says she is proud of the work done to remove coal power from the system, but that it is unacceptable that some people have to choose between paying for food and heating.
Standing here before you today, I take responsibility as leader for not paying close enough attention to some of the daily stresses in Ontarians' lives. Electricity prices are the prime example.
In recent polls, Wynne's popularity has plummeted to less than 20%. Rising hydro bills have become one of the most pressing issues for the governing party ahead of the election in 2018. Progressive Conservative Sam Osteroff, a 19-year-old Brock University student, won the Niagara West Glanbrook by-election and will become the youngest ever member of Queen's Park. Osteroff said told supporters at his victory celebration that voters of the Niagara area are incredibly frustrated with the Liberal government.
Today we sent a very strong message to Premier Wynne. People are fed up. People have had enough of soaring hydro rates. People have had enough of cuts to health care. People have had enough of losing over 350,000 manufacturing jobs here in Ontario alone.
Liberal Nathalie Derossier won Ottawa-Vanier in yesterday's other by-election. A 44-year-old suspended RCMP counterterrorism officer has pled guilty of the severe abuse of his son. The man, who can't be identified at this time, was charged after his emaciated 11-year-old child was found by a neighbor. Reporter Terry Pedwell says the judge for the case doesn't believe the father's claim that he was suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder.
In issuing his ruling, Justice Moranger said this was a very difficult trial, and he added that a parent would do the things that were done to this boy is gut-wrenching. The judge also commended the boy for being able to testify on his own behalf, despite the abuse he endured.
The boy's stepmother was also found guilty of assault and failing to provide the necessities of life for the boy. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is holding meetings in his Manhattan Tower today, some of them with people you wouldn't expect. Reporter Brad Milkay has details from New York.
Trump's first sit-down of the day, Tulsi Gabbard, the populist Democrat from Hawaii who endorsed Bernie Sanders in the primary. Of course, Sanders openly detested Trump, but Gabbard holds several views in common. As an Iraq war vet, she's expressed skepticism over the Obama approach to Syria. She refers to the battle against, quote, Islamic extremism and opposes the Trans-Pacific Partnership, another example of the lines Trump has blurred in both political parties.
Top Republicans Rick Perry, Newt Gingrich, and Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon are also scheduled to meet with Trump today. U.S. President-elect Trump also has praised Vladimir Putin during his campaign. Now the leader of the Russian Federation says that the two are ready to end the tensions between Moscow and Washington and build better relations between the two countries. Patrick Raval of ABC News has the details.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said that he and Donald Trump have both agreed they want to normalize relations between the U.S. and Russia. Speaking at a news conference in Peru, Putin said the two have not yet discussed meeting in person, but that he felt it would make sense for members of their teams to meet before Trump's inauguration. It fuels the idea that a Trump administration could give Moscow more leeway. Russian officials, for example, have expressed hopes that Trump will halt criticism of Moscow's bombing in Syria. Patrick Reval, ABC News, Moscow.
Marine rescue workers are looking for a pod of dolphins that may have been trapped in a small Nova Scotia harbor after three others washed up on shore dead. Anthony Reed of the Marine Animal Response Society says that they are trying to determine if any of the 15 or so dolphins that were seen last week are still there. Reed says they aren't sure why the dolphins are washing up on shore.
There weren't any very obvious signs of poor health, so it may have been a matter of stranding by navigational error or mishap for those two animals. And unfortunately, we had a report of a third dead dolphin in the same area Sunday afternoon.
Reed says the animals may have become caught in the bay. Ever been craving McDonald's while on a plane? No, you can't get a Big Mac or a quarter pounder with cheese on your next flight, but you will soon be able to get McDonald's coffee on WestJet. That's because McDonald's has won the right to fly its McCafe coffee brand on the airline. WestJet CEO Greg Selsky says Tim Hortons and Starbucks also made bids to supply their coffee, but McDonald's was chosen for quality and price.
Well, we serve 30,000 cups of coffee a day, and so clearly good visibility for the McCafe brand. How it helps us is we're going to be serving a better cup of coffee, so it improves the guest experience and just ups the game in the coffee wars in Canadian skies.
WestJet aren't the only airline to serve major companies' coffee. Air Canada serves Second Cup on its flights, while Porter serves Starbucks. Rapper Kanye West is being, well, very Kanye West right now. David Blaustein of ABC News has the details of his latest escapades.
Kanye West has canceled the remaining 21 dates of his U.S. St. Pablo tour. A rep tells ABC News tickets will be fully refunded at the point of purchase. The announcement comes on the heels of West's epic rant during his Saturday night show in Sacramento. The rapper dissed several people and companies, including Jay-Z, Beyonce, rapper Q-Tip, and Hillary Clinton, along with Google and Facebook, then abruptly ended his show after just 30 minutes. A source tells Us Weekly that exhaustion is the primary culprit behind West's tour cancellation. David Blaustein, ABC News.
That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
If you're struggling to find a job, the next 30 seconds will change everything. Loyalist Community Employment Services will guide you to your next job for free. They will help you build a marketable resume, prepare you for interviews, support your job search, and help you access funding for training. There's your game changer.
This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
Loyalist Community Employment Services. Start here. Dundas Street, Belleville, right beside Pinnacle.
Good afternoon. I'm James Gaughan with QNET Sports. The Loyalist Lancers men's volleyball team lost their game this weekend to the Candor Panthers. The men hope to rebound from the loss when they take on Fleming College this weekend. The women's volleyball team for Loyalist, however, won their game against Candor. The win improves their record to 4-2 on the season, which they hope to improve at their next game this weekend. In the NHL, two Canadian teams are on the ice tonight. The Calgary Flames are on the road to play Buffalo tonight at 7, and Edmonton plays the Chicago Blackhawks later at 9. Jeff Carter, Cam Ward, and Nicholas Backstrom were named the NHL's three stars of the week. The Los Angeles King forward Jeff Carter was named the NHL's first star of the week on Monday after recording three game-winning goals last week. Carter had four goals and two assists over a four-game stretch. Henry Burris and the Ottawa Redblacks are going back to the Grey Cup for the second year in a row. Burris threw two touchdown passes for a win in the East Division over the Edmonton Eskimos in wintry conditions. The 41-year-old Burris says that at this point in his career, he appreciates every chance he gets to play in the big game.
I mean, we weren't guaranteed to be back here this year, and so that's why each and every moment that we have to get back to the show, it means that much more because, I mean, I can't play till I'm 50. I mean, there's never been a quarterback play till he's 50. I'm not Guy Lafleur, and I'm not playing till I'm 52.
With snow falling outside, Toronto FC trained indoors ahead of the game tomorrow night for the MLS Eastern Conference Final in Montreal. Coach Greg Vanier says the players had no complaints about training indoors.
The turn of weather yesterday was almost a specific moment because we were outside training yesterday and you could tell it went from being moderately cold to cold, wet, kind of snowy. And so today was, you know, we were already planning to go inside, but yeah, it helped make it easy. Usually the guys don't want to go inside, and today they're like, yeah, we can go inside. It's no problem.
The game between Toronto and Montreal kicks off tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Send us your team or local scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville at 4:08, it's -2. For today's weather, periods of snow about 2 to 4 centimeters in total and a high of -1. Tonight, cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries and a low of -4. Tomorrow, a mixture of sun and cloud and a high of +1. QNET News, on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm James Gaughan, QNET News. News on 91X, next at 5.